This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Are you ready, Christopher?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad you're ready.
Everything is going to be fantastic.
This is going to be great, yo.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just gonna stay.
Oh, shit.
That's you.
Watch me.
Yeah,
that's alright, because I like the way it hurts.
It hurts.
Just gonna stand there.
Hey, read the fucking words.
David can't read.
Because I love the way you lie.
I gotta stay in English class.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now, there's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right.
It's like I'm in flight. I have a long trunk from my hate.
It's like I'm huffing paint. And I love it the more that I suffer. I suffocate. And then before I'm about to drown, she was such a date to me. She fucking hates me. And I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back, we're running right back. Here we go again, it's so insane. Cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's always late, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed, I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on her, I'll never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stand there, watch me burn.
Somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them. You meet in neither one of you, even though we hit them. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills used to get them. Now you're getting fucking sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them.
Now you're in each other's face.
What are you laughing about, man?
When you spit them, you push, pull each other's hair. Trash, claw, bit them, throw them down, pin them. So lost in the moments when you're in them. It's the phrase that you're going to make it control your boat. So they say it does, they go your separate ways. Guess I made them only because the day that was yesterday. Yesterday is over, it's a different day. Sounds like broken records playing over. But you promise her, next time you show restraint, you don't get another chance. Life is no next to no game, but you lie to king. Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
It's so different as I like the way it burns.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me when it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you, maybe it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away though. Come inside, pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? Told you this is my fault. Look me in the eyeball. Next time I'm pissed, I'll make my fist at the drywall. Next time, there will be no next time. I apologize, even though I know it's lies. I'm tired of the games, I just want her back.
I love the way you lie. Really, I love it.
And now it's time to start the Atomic Fallout Society.
Are you okay?
I'm your host.
You feel
the talented, the professor, Brian Smith. To my right is Pabooch, Christopher Lelagan.
Hello.
And to my left is the instigator, the man with the plan, the gold with the man with the golden dome, full of hair.
I could probably change that.
David, I'm Filipino Sabal.
David, I'm
the OG Filipino.
So this is how this is going to work. We're going to bring you guys some reviews this week. I'm going to go first. Then we're going to go with David. Then we're going to go with Chris. Why is that? Because I said so.
Mostly because I haven't read my comic yet.
And remember, we have to listen to the white man.
Don't listen to the man behind the curtain. There is no man behind the curtain.
There's no man behind the curtain.
There's no one. No. No.
What are you looking at?
What?
What are you looking at?
No. Anyways, guys, so yeah, we're going to bring you some reviews. Then we're going to talk about some news items this week.
Sorry.
Bostic, baby, fantastic. All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom.
Pabooch.
Pabooch.
It was like a mashup.
It was.
It's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I suppose I could always just go into the. They do what they want to do, say what they want to say, live for the one of the play, the one to play, dance, the one to dance, kick, and they slap a friend and family. Anyway. All right, guys. So this week, I'm going to review Trillium from Vertigo Comics. It's Trillium. Numero 6.
You sure about that?
I'm not so sure there, Roscoe, but I think it's numero 6. That's how they, that's how them there say it, right?
It's after the 4. Well, yeah, it is. But
I mean, technically it is after 4, but you also got a, what is that, Cinco de Drinko in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so I'm bringing you Trillium number 6 from Vertigo Comics. This is written and drawn by the very talented Mr. Jeff Lemire, or Lemire. Jeff Lemire.
Jeff Lemire.
Is that your white man voice?
Is that that is my white man voice. It sounds like George Takei.
It does.
It does.
Your white man voice.
I want to try this. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my.
Yes. Yes.
Ladies.
So dumb. You know he doesn't like the ladies.
Yeah, no, he is a firm believer of the cock.
That's right. He's a very
firm.
He gets that firm grip.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. All over your face.
All right, I just got the worst image in my mind right now. Can we continue, please?
Sure, we can.
Trillium,
continue.
Here we go. Number 6.
Now, Trillium, of course, you guys know, I've already reviewed, I think, 2 issues of this book. The first one and the fourth one, yeah?
Yeah, because it's awesome.
It is awesome. It's actually one of my favorite comic books out there right now, so this may be a little bit biased. Go fuck yourself. It's my show. Now,
it's our show.
With Trillium 1 through 5, you got kind of the basis of what's going on. It's not our show. It's my show. Go fuck yourself. I'll mute your goddamn mics. I swear to God. Anyway, you get the basis for what's going on in the Trillium.
So angry.
The Trilliumiverse.
Trilliumverse.
The T-verse.
The T-virus?
It's the T-virus. Wait, no, it's not the T-virus. Anyway, you get what's going on in the Trillium universe in that you have these two characters, one from the 20s and then one from the 3700s. And they've crossed paths because of this crazy temple where they get sucked in together, then they get spit back out in the opposite's time. Now,
you know, Catholicism.
Right, at the end of...
Oh, wow!
And I just went with it. I was like, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, of course. That's exactly what it is.
It's the fucking Catholics' fault. But, God just...
God just answered.
You're going to get struck by lightning.
That's it. I'm done.
So, all right. So what happened at the end of number 5, essentially, is that the two characters are off, and they're having memories from their original lives, but now they're starting to also have memories from where they are. So the girl who was in the 3700s is now in the 1920s and has memories of life leading up to where she's at in the 20s.
Oh, that's weird.
Right? And he, the guy, has memories of himself being in the 3700s with a brother and a whole thing that's going on. Now, it's very interesting to see what's, you know, kind of happened there. It's a split of the mind because the mind wants to remember all the things that they actually went through.
Yeah.
But it also is trying to come to grips with the fact that they've traveled back in time by almost 1800 years, forward in time by 1800 years. And so the mind is kind of playing tricks on them, and it's built memories up, and there's people that love them, and the whole thing has changed. Everything has changed.
That's actually a really cool concept.
It is a really cool concept. And Lemire, you know, weaves these stories together so well that if I was George Takei, I'd totally give him a handy. And
come here, you.
Stop. But
oh,
so
my.
You find out a little bit more about the girl's backstory in this. I find out some about her mother, which is actually really, really sad. And if I had a heart, I may have cried. But I don't.
How about a single tear?
No, no single tears,
no,
bro.
Not
I'm
even
not
like
fucking,
Forrest?
I'm not crybaby. I'm not crybaby. Single tear out of the right eye. You made me cry out of both eyes. I most loves you. So dumb. So anyway, as you're going through the book, you see all the different things. And of course, it's got Lemire's stamp on it when it comes to his art, which I always find to be refreshing. It's not that super polished comic book superhero stuff. And obviously, this isn't a superhero story. Now, this isn't really a book that you can kind of jump into in the middle, because there are pages that are upside down, and if you didn't read the first issue, you won't know why. Now, if you didn't read the first issue, you can go back in time and listen to my review from about 5 months ago, where I talk about the first issue. Now, Vertigo has done a great job with this book, keeping the color palette good.
Now, isn't this like one of those titles that is reversed? Because I remember when you did the
issue. What do you mean reversed? You could read it either way.
Read it either way?
That was only the first issue that was like that. The subsequent issues actually were all pretty much good. But now that the two characters have separated again, you get certain panels that are upside down. Certain pages.
Okay.
Upside down
and
inside
it's
out.
Upside down and inside out. That's the way I don't know the rest of the fucking song.
We'll
I just remember that
later.
Part. Yeah, we'll practice later. Maybe that'll be the next Atomic Fallout karaoke style. Starring me, because you two bitches never sing.
I make a great backup singer.
You
Same
do.
Here.
You harmonize. Dave, you're like four beats behind every single time. It's pathetic.
But dude, it's karaoke.
Work
you're
on your
to be
shit.
Bad.
Work on your shit.
No.
Dave. Just because you're Asian doesn't mean you have to be bad at karaoke.
Actually, we're amazing at karaoke.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty good.
Your mom was pretty good. Yeah.
She's dead.
Yeah, I know. But she was good at karaoke.
She was.
I know.
Don't you remember you told me love you, baby? Yeah, that's small me.
If you never do that again, I will be happy.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Okay, so anyways, guys, on this book,
there's
not a whole lot to say here. You know, it's a middle piece of the story.
Yeah.
So it's just Lemire. His writing is still just top notch. The artwork is amazing. It's nothing short of amazing. The fact that, you know, because of his essential pedigree and what he did to get into comic books and what he's worked on, that DC and Vertigo kind of just let him go and do his own thing. And you can tell that there's not a lot of editorial bullshit with it, because you don't have this massive backlog of character arcs and everything else. And so you just have these two people that are now trying to find each other.
Yeah.
And it goes into that story. And then at the end, you get kind of a shock to the system, I guess you could say, and shit's done fucked up.
Uh-oh.
And they're in trouble. So that's what you got on this book. It's solid writing, solid art. I give it a 4.5 all the way around, 4.5 on art, 4.5 on writing. I absolutely adore what Lemire is doing with this title. It is probably
even though it's like a time travel type of title.
Yeah, and that's not normally something that I'd read, to be honest with you. But this is one of the few books that I'm still getting in my box now that I no longer work at that place. And by the way, I got a job.
Hey!
Congratulations! I will be working for a certain doctor's office here in the Valley.
Sweet.
And I will be their medical records person.
Do they know that you do this?
No.
Okay. Shh.
Nor will I be telling them.
It's a secret.
It's a super secret. Keep it secret. Keep it safe. Keep it secret. Keep it safe. He touched me on the door here.
Fly, you fool.
You shall not pass.
Go and collect $200.
Oh.
Fuck you, Grandma.
But I want my 200 bones, Grandma. Give me that shit. I'm the banker, and I said no.
That was the only game that almost made me punch my grandmother in the stomach.
Life.
Life?
The game of life.
Life, dude. Life would.
Did you ever play
off.
The game of Life?
Of course I did.
Did you always go to college? Were you one of those people?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I never went to fucking college.
I'm like, college? And I don't need to go to college. My uncle didn't go to college. He's fucking badass.
Right. I was like, I'm not going to go to college. Shit. Now I have 9 kids. I need another car.
Well, but now that same uncle lives in his Metro, so.
Hey, is it in a van down by the river?
No, it's a Geo Metro. You ever seen one of those cars?
It's so tiny.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. He's Asian. He can fit.
It's true.
And he can fit all of his rice in there, too.
It's no.
No.
There's not enough space.
No, yeah, the rice is a lot, dude.
So dumb.
Carries it in a trailer.
So dumb. All right, so David, what are you reviewing for us this week here on The Atomic Fallout?
A comic book.
Society. Really, motherfucker?
Really? Really, Chris?
Really, bitch?
Sorry.
Really? Guess what, guys?
God damn it.
You got muted.
Unmute me.
So, actually, this week I'm actually bringing us All New Invaders number 2. Should we actually unmute him? He's begging. Get to work, Chris. So,
damn it.
So, I'm bringing us All New Invaders number 2. I didn't have a lot of high hopes for this series, but this issue actually got me to really rethink my stance on it. What we got here is a older Marvel team coming back from the history. We have Jim Hammond, the original Human Torch, Namor, the Submariner, James Bucky Barnes, and of course, Captain America.
all day.
Tried to hold it, man. I tried
all
to.
Day. Every day.
I just couldn't hold it any longer. Sorry about your nail beds.
But so we got like a very old classic team. Basically, they're doing what they did with the Defenders last year.
Yes.
Yay. We're going to see the same things for Marvel that we've seen over the course of the last year and a half that they've been doing the Marvel Now. And I'm so excited because I buy every single one of those books. And it's so much fun to see the old teams get back together again and have brand new adventures. I'm just so excited. I'm dead.
I'm really excited.
No, I am actually pretty excited for this Invaders team because we haven't seen this team since the 1960s.
Nah.
That's a long enough, dude. That's long
yeah.
enough,
dude.
That's long enough.
Me and David weren't allowed in this country back then.
Exactly.
Now you guys were in those Japanese concentration camps.
That
back
was
then.
About 20 years.
That was about
too
20
late.
Years. Too.
What
late.
Are you talking about, bro?
No, we
dude,
weren't in a concentration
camp. Dude, you
camps.
Don't know.
No,
but
you
actually,
don't know.
I
actually,
don't.
Guys, the
but...
thing I found
Why do
really
we
interesting
suck so bad at math as a country.
Huh. The thing I found really interesting about this title was. This made me actually look back at the history of this team and actually, you know what? This team's actually much larger than we thought because it actually is older than the Avengers, which is the pretty much the starting, the main Marvel team. And
I thought
it's
the
actually,
main Marvel team was the X-Men.
I mean,
I'm just
going to
throw that out there.
I thought it was
the biggest
Avengers.
Team.
I thought it was Submariner.
Submariner?
Namor.
Namor.
Submariner.
No.
And
Namor.
The Hulk.
Oh, my God.
Submariner.
But the Illuminati count?
The Illuminati.
The interesting
the
about
Illuminati.
This...
The Illuminati. The Illuminati with the chocolate.
They're so naughty.
We're the not going to get through your
We're
review.
We're not
going to
get through
your
review. That's all right. But anyways, so the cool thing about this team is actually, it's not just a Marvel title. It's actually a Gold Key comic.
What?
Yeah,
really.
It's what? An old Gold Key comic, and that's why there's a Human Torch in it, and it's
Shut
not Johnny
your
Storm.
Mouth.
Oh, good.
And
I don't like the, Johnny Storm.
Johnny Storm
especially
is black.
Especially in the new Fantastic Four.
We'll get into that later.
Exactly.
Well, we will talk about that later.
But just to go
later,
quickly,
okay?
Actually,
later.
The actual official members of the team. It's a really long, lengthy list. You have Blazing Skull.
Oh my God, are you
going to
go through
Phantom.
The whole fucking list?
It's a huge
Can you just
list,
count
dude.
It? Can you just count how many there are? And I'll just randomly say shit until
50,
you're done.
16, 17.
Bloopity blop blop bleepity blop. I like to.
Actually, it's about 25
cock.
Members.
25 members for
yeah.
the Invaders.
For the Invaders. That's more. That's just as much as the X-Men.
No.
No, the X-Men's got like hundreds.
Hundreds and thousands and billions. Okay. And
main
billions.
Main team. Main team. We're talking main team, though.
Main
if you think
team.
About it, yeah, oh. X-Men's main team really hasn't changed
but
much.
But how many times does Captain America actually show up on that list?
Three, because there were three different types of Captain America.
Exactly.
Now, you guys, the Illuminati didn't actually come up in the comic books until July of 2005. Granted, the retcon thing said that they came about after the Kree-Skrull War, yeah, which was actually in 1971, depicted in the Avengers number 89 to number 97.
You're looking at the wiki page, aren't
Fuck
you?
Yeah, I am.
We don't learn nothing.
We don't learn shit. But, it's
so going,
Marvel.
Going back
it's
to this issue, number two, which I do think is actually really good.
I have issues number with one, yo number two.
Number one was very slow because it introduced Jim Hammond back into the Marvel Universe, the original Human Torch.
Wait, Jim Hammond, the guy who created Jurassic Park?
Oh, you just had to go there, didn't you?
Wait, no, that's not Jim Hammond.
Is it?
It was, no.
Douglas.
Douglas Hammond?
Douglas Hammond.
Did he have anything to do with the railroad for
if
dinosaurs?
It was a Marvel character, it was Herbie Hammond.
But the cool thing about this issue is the fact that it's a lot of
lines.
What I wasn't expecting, actually, out of this title. You have a really cool setup for a background for this older team. You get to really see that...
There were 39 members of the X-Men. That is all.
That is all?
Well, I mean, that's what it told me on the Wikipedia page.
It's full of lies, Brian.
Lies have truths and
honestly,
penis.
I will actually say this. If they bring back all the invaders, I would actually like to see that.
It's invaders.
Inverters?
Invaders.
Invaders.
I would actually be psyched to actually see it, especially how this issue starts up. And we get to actually see flashbacks of what the team was like back then.
That's actually kind of cool.
And it is kind of cool. We get to actually see them fight the Nazis.
Wait, does anybody know who the fuck the lights are?
The lights? Who's
it was
that?
Hope and Transonic and...
Are you looking up like superhero teams?
No, I'm looking up X-Men, Nickel.
Oh. But what we have here is basically a setup between... Basically a war between the humans and the Kree.
Good.
Apparently the Kree have taken... Namor for some strange reason. And in this issue, we find out why he was taken.
Taking him, like, behind or...
They took him from behind.
Well, if you see one of the pictures,
they
it kind of looks like it. It looks like he got probed.
They threw an accused at his ass and raped him on top of a...
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
We don't use the R word on this show.
No rape?
Hey, don't make me go
I
back
said
and
grapes.
Preview.
I'm hungry.
Yo, grapes is even worse, man. That's gay rape.
What? Really?
Grape?
No, it's not.
Grape.
Grapes.
It's a rape of a giant purple
Fine.
Ape.
Plump raisins.
No, man. We don't talk about blumpkins neither.
But, so...
That's like fucking old dude.
Just to actually sum up the story real quick.
Wait, do you know what a blumpkin is, Chris?
Yeah.
What's a blumpkin?
That's when you get a blowjob.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sad your mom's dead.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Dude, you are in rare form this week.
Jesus. You know what? Actually, I am going to apologize for that.
Thank you.
That was awful. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you are in rare form
I am
this
sorry.
Week.
That was really bad, dude.
That's okay.
I feel horrible.
No,
right
don't
now.
Feel horrible.
I do. I
feel horrible when my dad listens to this
I know,
episode.
That's what I'm really apologizing for.
He will find you.
Probably.
And he will kill you.
I know, right? He's going to go all fucking Jackie Chan on
my head. Nothing like
you.
Jackie Chan. If anything, he looks like that dude from Kung Fu Hustle. Remember? The husband of like,
oh,
the landlord
lady.
That's
right,
what my dad looks
like. Finish
your
review.
So what we have here is another introduction of another character that's coming back, the Vision.
Great, more
Vision.
Characters.
Oh, no shit,
because
really?
That's what we need Vision. In the Marvel Universe.
Well, dude, let's face it. DC's doing the same thing.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'll show no. you why not.
No.
But
no.
anyways.
No.
So overall, the story is actually
brought
to us.
There was a character named Redneck?
The story is brought to us by writer James Bauer Robinson really and lame. Steve Pugh.
Pew, pew.
I'm going to give this actually a 4 all around. 4 for writing, 4 for art.
Pew, 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 pew.
It's a definite...
That's a 4 for writing and a 4 for art. Nickel?
I'm an
And
idiot.
I definitely think that basically
pew, pew.
It's a definite upturn from the first issue, which was really slow.
Yeah.
You know what else was slow?
Your mama.
Well, no.
Your butthole.
I'm not making any more mama jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
no,
not.
You're not.
I'm not allowed. I got nothing.
Wow, he's running out of steam.
No, I'm just tired.
But
that's running out of steam, asshole.
Definitely,
no, I'm just
definitely,
tired.
Definitely worth a pickup. I encourage you guys out there to pick this up after the second issue. If you're a big fan of Band of Brothers, especially like the old TV show, the World War II TV show.
That wasn't really that old, David.
That was like 2000.
World War II.
Band of if you're looking for some Nazis, you should read this book. Because this book is full of the Nazis. And this book is all about finding the hidden Jews.
How awesome would that be? Seriously, World War II, would that have lasted as long if there were superheroes back then like that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah,
yeah, because both sides would have had superheroes.
Both sides would have had
superheroes. No, they wouldn't.
Red Sun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Red Skull.
Red Skull.
Red Sun.
No, and the story. No, and the story of Red Sun. It proved it.
Yeah, Red Sun, dude.
Stupid Red Sun.
The Germans would have had a Nazi.
They're Germans.
I can't talk. Leave me alone. Okay. Do your review.
So what do we have for us this week, Chris?
Yeah, what do we have for us, Chris? What do we have for us?
Fuck you.
Fuck us? Yeah, well, guess what?
Chris is muted again.
All right. I'm bringing to you DC Comics Swamp Thing number 28.
Yeah, you are.
By Charles
Soule
and Javier Pena.
Javier Pena.
With the introduction of a new character called Capucin?
Capucin.
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 I really don't know what's happening in this comic book right now. That's
great.
About it. Four great. All around.
Hey, it's one of Chris's reviews from the beginning. It's from
No. The comic book starts off with the aftermath of what Swamp Thing has done. For fuck's sake already. Can we just
For
fuck's sake already. Can we destroy
that
thing?
Is that a fucking bird?
You fucking bird.
Is it a bird or a plane?
The comic book starts off with
Superman.
Oh, God. Jesus.
How's it start?
It starts off with the aftermath of Swamp Thing having stolen the Parliament of Trees powers and their forms and turned them back into humans.
Have you seen my wiener?
And it's kind of fucked up. The way that they did this.
Have you seen my wiener?
I have. It's disgusting.
Hey, man.
Have you ever seen like a wrinkly Vienna sausage? Like a sausage just
laying
in the sun?
You mean like a dried up Vienna sausage?
Yeah, dried up Vienna sausage.
Bro.
Yeah.
Don't be so generous.
All right.
Do your review.
He has destroyed the Parliament of Trees, turned all of them into humans, and basically he's just showing them around town, showing them around Louisiana, New Orleans, and, you know.
New Orleans.
Now, guys, we've been giving this title like a lot of leeway with Swamp Thing because of Swamp Thing and Animal Man.
Right.
Is it me or is Swamp Thing really starting to slow down?
It's starting. I wouldn't say that it's slowing down. It's just losing my interest.
It's losing steam.
Having followed Swamp Thing from the beginning of, you know, this new 52 run, I'm now just over it, and that sucks. Like, I don't want to be over it. Something needs to happen. Like,
that's why I'm trying to figure out what was it that basically made the two titles different? Because Animal Man's still going, and Animal Man is still strong.
It's still good.
It's still really good. It hasn't slowed down.
Yeah.
In fact, they're expecting big things out of Animal Man.
It was
Swamp Thing, though.
I've always been questioning Swamp Thing's title lately, just because of this whole Parliament of Trees business and
the green and the red.
Alec Holland's, you know, place in the DC universe, it just never really fit. I still consider Swamp Thing a Vertigo title. And to me, it'll always be like a Vertigo title. That was, you know.
And I think that was the one problem with this character, because I remember before the 52 started, they did the whole Search of Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And they tried to have Superman team up with Swamp Thing. And it was clunky.
Yeah.
It was really clunky.
It didn't work.
I mean, they kind of... They
You're talking
made
about
it
two
seem like
different
Swamp
power
Thing
bases,
Superman's
like,
ass.
Yeah, and I don't believe that that's true. Honestly, I really don't. Yes, Superman is like one being from another planet and everything, and Swamp Thing is supposed to be the avatar of, you know, all green life on this planet. No, Superman should be able to take your nutsack and kick that shit to the Marvel universe, really. You know, because I mean, it's just
man, Superman, you kicked him so hard, his ass is in a Marvel comic book now. God damn!
And they call it Man Thing.
Oh, no, that's true. That's true. But that's what Man Thing is.
But oh,
that's yeah. Bad. So I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm gonna give this a 3.
Oh,
as far as the writing.
But it's Sule.
Chucky, you disappoint.
Chucky, you such a disappointment.
So I'm going to put it at a 3. Maybe it's just the storyline that they're starting with now. I don't know.
Or maybe it's you're heartless.
That's not what it is, Brian.
Maybe you're upset.
Well, I am upset.
What are you upset about, Christopher? Let's get to the root of your problem. It can't be the comic book known as Swamp Thing.
My mom's dead.
Dude, that happened like years ago. Get the fuck over it.
I am over it.
But so basically the problems with the story that you have right now is basically it's just too slow at this point.
Yeah, it's too slow. It's at a snail's pace. I mean, the whole introduction of this I guess newish character is not with the stupidest fucking name I've ever heard in my life.
Yo.
I can't pronounce it, all right? It's stupid.
Papooch.
I can't pronounce your name.
Christopher. You're an idiot.
Lilligan.
Lilagan.
Lalaluza.
Try again.
Lollapalooza.
Don't worry, he can't see Sabal.
There, sunshine.
Sibilis.
Is it not Sable? Sabal.
It's Lil Shikapin.
It's that white thing. It's that white tongue.
Yeah.
Lilgan.
You don't got it.
Lalalulu.
Try again.
Lilalugugan?
No, I think their problem is they confuse us with other Asian cultures.
No, they and Mexican.
No, I got it. I got it. Your last name's Lee.
That's what's written on my green card.
It's not unusual.
Is it still
to
green?
Be loved by anyone.
La-da-da-da-da.
See? That's your last name. La-da-da-da-da.
La-da-da-da. My name is Christopher. La-da-da-da-da.
So writing 3 and the artwork a 3?
No, I'm actually going to give the artwork a 4.
A 4 for the art. So you like the art from Javier Pina.
Oh, my God.
Or is it? Brian is in rare form
this week. No, it's Javier Pina.
Javier Pina, welcome to the United States, motherfucker.
I'm so glad no one listens to this show.
What about your name, motherfucker? It's Brian Smith.
Yeah, it doesn't get much more white than that, does it?
No, really doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Try to fuck it up. You can't.
Brian.
Unless, of course, you're a German professor by the name of Professor Hamburger, spelled Hamburger, who writes his own calculus books and makes it so that over half the class fails because he's an asshole.
What a dick.
Then he will pronounce my name. That's why half the class failed. They were the Jews.
I'm pretty sure more than half the class failed in that.
They did.
I know.
We started with 24. We ended with 6. And only 4 of us passed.
And then they were given tattoos.
No, the tattoos came at the midsection of the semester. First, they started with stars.
Okay, you've earned your tattoos.
Yeah.
Isn't this cool? You could be like your friends. We don't care if you don't like 4s. You are getting 4s. All 4s, all around. 5 4s, all in one line across your arm.
You know why they gave them 4s, right?
Why?
Because they were missing their foreskin.
Juice. Orange juice.
It goes so good with the milk and the cereal.
Just turned into Russian.
Yeah. Cereal.
Thank you, Stalin.
Un, deux.
Fuck you.
Twat.
No, it's twant. All right, guys, so we're going to get into some news for you now.
You sure?
Yeah, because we're going to try. We might actually cut this show short.
Save that for
actually. Hey, is that Dr. Doom?
That's a big one.
No, we're actually going to talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he of the people's eyebrow.
That was funny.
He's going to be the new Green Lantern, possibly, maybe.
But what? He's not white.
No, John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
I mean, who he is?
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, so essentially he's saying the hashtag that they're talking about is where he said, hashtag John Stewart can still whoop Superman's ass.
Which isn't true, but go ahead.
That is true. Now, of course, we know that we've got Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Jeremy Irons, Amy Adams, Jesse Heisenberg, and Lawrence Fishburne in this movie already.
Guys, are you getting like really worried about this huge ensemble?
No, man. No, because you know what, dude? This is the same shit that people were bitching about when it came to the Avengers, and this is the same shit that people were bitching about when it came to Batman.
But really, the Avengers, though? Because the cast was not that well known.
Neither are these fuckers. Who's Gal Gadot? Who's Gal Gadot?
She's Israeli.
I think she's like a quarter Israeli.
I don't care.
Does that count?
No.
I don't know. It's just this collection of like cast members is like kind of strange.
If you look at it, okay, so you got Lawrence Fishburne, who we've already seen
as
Perry White. You've got Henry Cavill, who we've seen as Superman. You've got Amy Adams, who we've seen as Lois, right?
Yes.
So you add Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, and if he shaves his head, dude, and he looks anything like that image that went up on Facebook, I'm all for it.
I was actually really
I was impressed.
I was actually really impressed with that announcement.
Now, from what we understand with Ben Affleck and the Bat suit, we know there's going to be two different suits, and that they're going towards a more new 52 friendly version.
Yes,
which I'm totally for.
No undies.
Give us a more mature, older Batman.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, and then you've got Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right with that.
That's okay.
I'm all right with that. And who the fuck is Jeremy Irons playing?
Alfred.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Jeremy Irons is Alfred?
Alfred.
I'm all right with that, too, because I like, because in the New 52, remember, Alfred was a war hero, right?
Simon Says.
He was a war hero, right?
Yeah.
So Jeremy Irons looks like the kind of guy that kicked your ass and fucked your mother. Like, that's what he looks like.
Come on, dude.
The dude does Grizzly Adams pretty well without a beard.
True.
You know, so I'm okay with that. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is John Stewart? No, I don't like it.
Why?
Because he's not dark enough.
What, excuse me?
He's not dark enough.
He can be.
Honestly.
Is he going to go to the fucking tanning bed?
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Right, because you get darker if you go to the tanning bed?
Yeah, that's the way it works.
I don't think he can get that dark, bro.
I think he can.
No, I can't. I think, honestly, this is bullshit.
Why?
If you're going to, you gave us a black fucking Perry White. Give me a black John Stewart.
He's black.
Man, his mama's Hawaiian.
So? Yeah. His daddy's black.
Dude, he's one of us.
So what? He's cool. A fucking islander, bro.
It's okay. He's not one of us. He's Tongan or some
shit. He looks like the long-haired freak from Pittsburgh. What the fuck is his name?
What?
The linebacker.
I forgot.
Or Tuia Sosopo.
There you go.
The quarterback in fucking Oakland. Yeah. Yeah.
Junior Seau before he blew his head off.
Too soon, man.
Too soon?
Well, you know why Junior Seau killed himself, right?
No.
Concussions.
There you go.
Anyway.
We definitely had something up in there.
But no, I'm just saying, I mean, Batman Superman doesn't come out until May of 2016, and we can sit here and we can bitch and we can moan and we can cry and we can do all of this bullshit, but why?
Until the movie
comes out, who gives a shit?
Exactly. Until the story comes out.
No, yeah. I don't give a shit, man. No, even after the story comes out. Like, if the story leaks before the movie, I don't care. I want to see what happens when they put it on film. I want to know what it looks like. I want to know what it feels like. I want to know how it's going to play out. You know, can Dwayne The Rock Johnson pull off John Stewart? I don't know. I hope so. Hope he does better than he did in fucking G.I. Joe. I hope he did. Wait, he was in G.I. Joe, right?
Yeah, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah. I hope he does better than he did in fucking Fast and the Stupid.
Hey, I like those movies.
Of course you did. Guess what? Paul Walker's dead.
Dead.
Tokyo Drift.
I actually really like Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is the one movie
in that franchise that I really like, and it's the one that they like wrote off for years.
I know.
And then tied it back in.
As I like the how future they did story. That.
Yeah.
It was cute.
No, that's okay. But anyway, so you've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson possibly playing Jon Stewart. That's the newest thing to come out from DC Nation.
Still rumor. Hasn't been officially announced.
It has not. But remember, we had a rumor about Eisenberg, and then the next day it was announced. Same thing with we're going to go on to Superman news. Jeff Johns is going to be writing Superman now.
And
what?
Who's the artist?
What's his name?
The guy.
John Romita Jr. Fuck yeah. And then also the inker. Who the fuck was it that was going to be the inker? Anybody remember? Anybody?
Bueller. Banky Edwards.
I forgot.
Bueller. Banky. That would be awesome if Banky came out of retirement.
You fuck Tracer.
Man, anchors don't get enough love, dude.
They really don't.
But guys, do
you think it's kind of strange that Johns is jumping onto Superman?
No,
because
I think it
makes
sense.
Usually takes on.
No, it makes sense.
No, it makes sense. And here's why. Here's why it makes sense. Superman is dying.
You think, dude? Really?
Dude, no, Superman has been dying for years.
And you know me, I'm not a big Superman fan, but honestly, the Superman titles have been strong.
They have been strong, but their numbers aren't where they should be. Superman
really?
Should be their best-selling book. Fuck Batman. And you know, you're bringing in Eisner Award winner, Hall of Famer John Romita Jr. Right?
From the opposite.
Well,
it's true.
Company.
From the other of the big two.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And so, you know, I don't know, man. I'm stoked. I'm fucking
I love
stoked.
That sketch that was out of John Romita Superman.
Yeah.
That
it is.
Good.
It's really, really good. Now, of course, that was rumor and then it became truth, right?
Yeah.
It was a rumor for about 12 hours. And then DC All Access was like, hey, guys, guess what?
Rumor? We started that.
Now, do you think that basically teaming these two will actually work and actually, as you said, bring those numbers up?
I do. I really do. I really think so, man. I think that that's what DC needs, a shot in the arm. And Geoff Johns did it with Green Lantern, and I think he can do it with Superman, you know? And you've got Romita Jr., who's awesome. And, of course, you know, he was on Spider-Man. He was on Daredevil. I think he did some X-Men comics. I mean, the guy's been around.
He did everything on Marvel.
He's done everything for Marvel, and now you're bringing him over to the DC side, and you're bringing his anchor with him.
Good.
You know, I'm totally
it was,
okay
it was definitely
with it.
A surprise jump. I will say that. I mean,
no, I don't think it's ever a surprise, dude. I really don't ever believe that it's a surprise when somebody jumps ship from one of the big two.
But when it's someone as big as Romita, because Romita's been like there for what, decade?
He's been there a long time.
He's been there for a long, long time.
I think longer than
it's
a decade.
Longer than that, dude. He's been there. He's been there, well, because his dad was there forever too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but his dad made the jump over to DC a couple times.
Did he?
Yeah, his dad worked for DC a couple times. And so, I mean, I don't think it's anything new.
Yeah.
You know, it's always kind of how it goes. You know,
I wouldn't put it past artists. I mean, really, like, these contracts are so fluid as far as, like, oh, you are exclusively Marvel or you're exclusively DC.
Well, I mean, that used to be the way it was.
Yeah.
That used to be the way it was. But it's been a lot different than that, man. They've been sharing a lot of talent and just kind of moving back and forth. And it's one of those things where I think that at this point, both sides of the equation understand that without what?
Pornos?
No, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was something on this website that I'm looking at. Anyway, I think that both sides understand now that they have to be together to save the comic book industry.
No, that's true.
You know, and I think this is just another one of those things that kind of goes that way. You know, I really do.
I wouldn't be surprised if they join forces forever.
No, that's not going to happen.
I'm also curious what Johns could possibly do to revitalize Superman.
Well,
everyone's done it, dude.
Make
everyone's
him black.
Whoa.
I'm just
saying. Well, they did at one point.
They did
dude.
That. They had the Obama man.
And Steel.
And remember Steel?
I do remember Steel.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
He's
John
Irons.
John Henry Irons, thank you. But, no, I mean, and that, you know, it is what it is with that. But anyway, I don't know, man. I'm actually excited. I'm excited to see Geoff Johns writing Superman. I really am.
I think it's
a good move. I think it's a good move. And I think it's time that Johns took the biggest character that DC has to offer and does something with it.
Yeah.
You know, he's worked with the Green Lantern. He worked with the Flash for a minute.
Yes.
He helped.
Yeah,
he was editorial there. And
mm-hmm. He did Flash Rebirth.
He did Flash Rebirth.
Exactly. And so I think that, I mean, obviously.
And Aquaman.
Obviously, you're not getting a Superman Rebirth.
No.
You know, they've already done that. It's called Earth 2. And, or Earth 1 or whatever
fuck
it is.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it is.
So, you know, that's what it is. But with Romita Jr. taking over it, as long as Romita Jr. isn't fucking, you know,
how'd you put it?
I don't remember.
Phoning it in.
Yeah, as long as he's not phoning in the art like he has been doing for the last, you know, couple months over at DC, I think it's
over
okay.
Over at Marvel.
Or at Marvel, sorry. And, of course, as long as it doesn't look anything like Kick-Ass, I'll be happy. I'll be happy, you know, and so that's really how that works there. Now, we also have, let's see, what is this? It's Affleck's Batsuit. We talked about, Agent Coulson and his strong words for those who stopped watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Now, here's what Clark Gregg had to say. If you've given up on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Clark Gregg has pretty much given up on you, even if you're a self-identified geek. Here is what Agent Coulson said on the set of his show somewhere in Los Angeles.
Those aren't geeks. Those are losers.
What?
You're a loser because your show is failing.
Yeah, so then at the end of the interview, he tries to make amends, and he's like, I guess I don't mean to say that people who've been frustrated by that discovery period are necessarily losers. I just think they should be perhaps a little more patient. Go fuck yourself, all right?
No.
I love Agent Coulson as much as the next guy.
Sure.
Really? But fuck you, dude. Clark Gregg, shut the fuck up. Your show has sucked. It has sucked since day one.
And there's been no...
There's no fixing it.
There's no fixing it.
You guys have not figured out how to fix it yet. Yeah. And you know what, man? Because people are giving your show a little bit of shit. Yeah, okay. You're gonna call them losers? Like, what an asshat.
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously. Like, the people that still watch it, the people that still read your interviews, those are the people that pay your fucking paycheck every week. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. Yeah.
Don't bite the hand that feeds, asshole.
We've talked about this before on this show, actually. We've talked about the asshole nature of certain individuals, you know? Yes. Rob Liefeld. And, you know, we talk about don't biting the hand. Well, Coulson just bit the hand, tore it off, chewed it up, and shit it back out.
He didn't spit it?
No, dude. He waited for the end of the interview to take a dump on it.
Yeah.
Where essentially he was like, well, you guys aren't really losers. I guess you guys just need to be a little more... Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, dude. The damage is already done.
I mean, how many episodes are we in on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't give a shit.
10?
I think we're at 9.
I stopped watching. I stopped watching.
Still hasn't been fixed.
Nah. Deathlok? Give me a fucking break. Pick a different character.
Well, the thing that ticks me off about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sif is coming. And Bill Paxton.
Who cares?
Bill Paxton.
If Bill Paxton isn't screaming at the audience saying to...
What do you got? What do you got?
I'm sorry.
What the hell?
I have a fucking...
There's something in my eye, dude.
There's something in my eye.
Oh, my God. There is something in his eye.
Hey.
There you go.
Take the speck out of your eye before you... Take the plank out of your eye before you look at the
speck. If
Bill
Paxton isn't shooting aliens, then I don't fucking care.
That's fair.
I liked Big Love, but he wasn't shooting fucking aliens.
So you didn't love it?
No.
You didn't care?
I didn't give a lot of Big Love to Big Love.
No? You look so much like your brother when you take your glasses off.
No, isn't it nuts?
It's creepy.
Look at the schnoz.
It's creepy.
It's a Filipino nose. Back on. It's a Filipino
nose. Put your glasses back on.
I am Joseph.
And now look up at me. That's right. Look up at me. Anyway, so Agent Coulson's a dick. Moving on?
Moving on.
Gentlemen, moving on? All right. So we've got Stan Lee talking to Larry King. So it's
two old fuckers.
Two old ass dudes, right? Because Stan Lee's
You remember the time when
so cool seeing them talk, though.
Well, you know, suspenders over there and then Stan Lee are talking. And here's what Stan says. And
it's like I'm looking into a mirror.
He's so old.
Excelsior.
No. Bitches. He's so old that these words actually came out of his mouth.
Excellent.
Normally, when I would sit down to write about a superhero, I would think of a normal American one. Because I'm American, and I'm surrounded by Americans in this country. But lately, I've been thinking, we've got to be more worldwide. So we're starting with a Chinese, Indian, Latino, and then we'll keep going. Exact words from your beloved Generalissimo.
Oh, Grandpa.
Okay, first off, you read that. Like a male Katharine Hepburn, which isn't a stretch, because Katharine Hepburn was practically a dude.
But guys, won't we give him a pass?
Hold on.
Then he goes on to say, "We have a black one."
Yes. Goddamn.
Marvel has called the Black Panther, which will be a movie pretty soon. So essentially, what Stan Lee went on Larry King and said
they've
was...
They've come so far as a people.
He's like, now that we're all Americans and everybody has equal rights except for those gays, we're going to make a movie about them.
You're shitting me. Where is that?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
But he says we're starting with a Chinese. What?
Dude, it's...
Well, an Indian. Did he mean dot or feather?
Dude, he's 1,000 years old. Give him a break.
And then he called it a Latino.
A Latino.
No, just Latino. Latino. He said, we're starting with a Chinese Indian Latino.
You're sounding like a gay. That's what it is.
Oh my. But no, I mean, and I'm not trying to poke fun at the old man, but.
No, you can, because I mean, everyone understands
at this.
This
point, dude.
But he's so old, though.
I get that he's old and that he lived in a time when it, you know, you had two different fucking drinking fountains and a different set of bathrooms. And
shine my shoes, Lenny. Stop talking.
I remember the first time people started jumping out of buildings on Black Friday.
Oh,
wow.
I was living in New York and I looked up and I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a man with spider powers that could catch them as they were falling to their imminent death? And that's how I created the Spider-Man.
Here, kid, here's a towel. Wipe your face off. You're dirty. That's not dirt? What, are you kidding me? Oh. Oh, he's a black.
Oh, no, he's a Puerto Rican.
That's incorrect, sir.
What?
It would have been, oh, no, he's a Negro.
That's true, yeah.
Someday I'll bet he'll be really good at baseball and jumping.
No, they wouldn't have said that back then. What? Baseball and jumping? They're not allowed in the stadium. It's true.
Jesse Owens ran the Olympics, bro, during World War II.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
In front of Hitler.
More power to him.
Yeah. Hitler was like, let him come. I don't know why Hitler sounded like that. That was awful.
Let him come. That's how Hitler sounds like James Earl Jones to you? You and Stephanie are now friends.
Someday, Simba. Everything the light touches will be yours.
What about that shadow?
I said everything the light touches, you little shit.
All right, Jesus Christ. Hope you get killed later.
This is CNN.
This is what? I don't understand the joke.
Wait.
He's the voice that actually does it for CNN.
Oh, he's the CNN guy?
Yeah, he's the
really?
CNN
this
guy.
This is CNN.
You guys never noticed?
No, Darth Vader's the CNN dude?
Hold on, dude.
It's awesome.
A, I don't watch CNN.
And
no, that's
two.
True.
And two, 11-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really insightful, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, if you guys want to watch the interview, you can. It's on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Or as Stan Lee would say, it's on the interwebs.
The interwebs. Interwebs.
It's a series of tubes underneath your house.
You and your crazy magic can go suck off.
Hey, no, here it is. Here's Stan Lee saying why Superman could never survive in this world. Well, you see, there's just too much magic. What with sliced bread and and the moving picture shows.
Sliced bread and this automobile that people keep talking about. And I remember when men rode horses. And whipped things.
That's whipped.
Whipped things. I'm
and you know, this crazy, crazy magic invention called the interwebs.
Crazy? You sound like one of them spicks.
Jesus, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah, come on, bro. We're done
or
with
what about those
slurping.
Nips?
Whoa.
Zip ahead.
Let's throw
every racial slur out there ever.
The guys who threw the racial slurs are the two minorities on the show.
What's so fucked up is I'm the one that's going to get in trouble over it, Kai.
You are going to get in trouble.
You are going to get in trouble.
You are, see?
It's because of your treatment of them redskins. That's why. Jimmy Stewart, everyone.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
A high mate gets its wings.
Oh, yeah, well, I heard that every time you take a selfie and then like your own post on Facebook, a fucking puppy dies. I had 400 posts yesterday. I liked them all. Why? Because fuck puppies. That's why. But no, I mean, seriously, like, Stan Lee's crazy, and he's old, and he's telling us that there's going to be a Black Panther movie, which we already knew about. So, other than the fact that he says that they're starting with a Chinese, Indian, Latino... And then they're going to keep going. Like, what is this?
We'll go around
is this
the world.
Like, is this like the Hitler list?
Yeah.
You see, we're going to start with the Chinese. Then we're going to take out the Indians. Then we're going to take out the Latinos. Oh, my God. George Bush. I just channeled him.
The axis of evil.
Yeah, there was an axis of evil.
What the fuck was that? That's your best George Bush?
I can't do George Bush, man. I can't
it's the axis of evil.
It's all like Jimmy Stewart.
It's the access. It's the access of evil.
That's not like Sean Connery.
There's an access of evil, and I'm 007. Sean Connery leading the American people.
We're going to go right, and then we're going to go left. And then we're going to charge right up the middle.
The fuck anyway, is it from?
I don't know. I think that's Rudy. That's the Gipper speech that fucking
win one for the Gipper. What? It's the Rock.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. So the story that Dave wanted us to save for last essentially is about gender swapping in comics.
Cosplay.
Fucking sluts. And
hey.
What do you some of them listen? As?
Leave them alone.
Who?
I don't know, but I know some of them.
Name one cosplay girl that listens, and I will apologize right now.
I know Victoria said she listens.
Victoria doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Now look at me.
Victoria, if you listen
David's
to our show.
David's getting defensive like Jimmy Stewart
Victoria,
gets defensive.
If you listen to our show, I want you to Facebook message me that you heard everything I said, and I will personally apologize to you. Actually, any cosplay girl that listens to our show, I will personally apologize if you send me a message on Facebook that you heard what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I get one, even one, to send me a message, I do the next show in the nude.
No.
No.
No. No. In fact, then, no. I don't want them to message you.
No deal. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Don't you message him, you bitch. Leave him the fuck alone.
Oh, my God. What are you guys doing down here? Brian, wear your pants.
Hey, buddy, you're not wearing any pants.
What?
I'm going to no. No.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. Dr. Doom.
Fuck you.
In the new Fantastic Four film.
Wait, a female doctor?
What? That's cray-cray. Oh, God.
Get me more cotton swabs, nurse.
I think I heard something crazy. My ears must be plugged. A female doctor? Doctors can't be female. That's crazy. They can't even drive.
This episode sucks.
Well, we're on a roll.
Come on, this is the most fun episode we've had in a really long time. Because
it's
we're
the
not...
most racist episode ever.
And it's not even my fault.
Title it 115 Racism. That's it.
Oh, that's right, guys. You are listening to the Atomic Fallout Society, episode 115. I forgot to tell you that at the beginning of the show. I was too busy.
That's why I was like
having an orgasm.
I was confused. I didn't know we started. Said Stanley to Larry King. What? We're recording? Oops.
You can strike that from the record, right?
Yeah. I'd want to see him drunk.
I didn't say
Stanley
you were
drunk.
Yeah.
He'd die. He's 92 years old. So. He can't drink. Although he did spend a lot of time with Hugh Hefner back in the day.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did, dude. He was at the fucking Playboy Mansion all the time, bro.
Because he drew funny books? Wrote funny books?
He drew the funny books.
He drew them funny books.
Them funny books that everybody's always talking about. My kid brother reads them, see?
Huh. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Did you fall out of bed last night?
No.
Did you hit your noggin?
No.
Are you sure? Because your face is looking a little flat.
I'm
Filipino. It's not
tired.
My fault.
When we get tired, we go two-dimensional.
Really? I just get hangry.
Hangry?
Yes. You don't want to see me when I'm hangry.
What the fuck is hangry?
It's hungry and angry at the same it's time. Hot. It's so hungry that you're angry. You're like, I need to eat. And that's when babies die. But no, guys, what we're talking about is that Fox, of course, is rebooting Fantastic Four. And they've pushed back the reboot to the summer of 2015 and haven't even really cast the fucker. So we've already...
They did.
We got Michael B. Jordan, who's the only actor actually signed to the project at this point. And he's going to be playing Flame On. Then
you're not even going to call him by his actual name?
No. Then we know that Christian Cook got a look as Ben Grimm, that Emmy Rossum and Kate Mara both tested for Invisible Woman, and that Miles Teller tested to be Mr. Fantastic.
He's a weird-looking dude.
He is. Now, early reports suggested that Saoirse Ronan, Elizabeth Olsen, and Kit Harington were actually candidates to be in the film, but those reports were false.
Oh.
Yeah. But we know that there's going to be a Von Doom in the story.
Von Doom?
What we don't know is if it will be Victor Von Doom or...
You turned French.
Or Vanessa Von Doom. Hi, guys. I'm Vanessa Von Doom. You can call me Van Von Doom.
Okay, you can release it now, Chris.
All the anger.
Fuck those bitches. God
did you
damn
see,
it.
Did you see how he looked like a little rat right before he said fuck?
Like, yeah,
well, that was... fuck,
fuck those bitches.
Fuck all
I hate everything.
No, no, seriously, no.
My life is awful.
Why does Fox do this?
Because they're idiots.
No, dude, it's not because they're idiots.
They are idiots.
No, do you know why they do this?
Why do they
because
do this?
Because Jessica Alba is Mrs. Invisible.
Mrs. Invisible?
Wait, no, that was another movie. That was The Invisibles. No, Jessica
the
Alba.
The Invisibles? What the fuck is that?
No.
Don't you mean The Incredibles?
Yeah, The Incredibles. That's I'm tight.
Are you high?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's right. Fuck this episode.
All right, guys. With that, I'm actually going to put a fucking I'm gonna put a fork in this motherfucker. And we're a little bit early. Sorry for that, guys.
We're done.
We're done.
You're done.
We are
you're
done.
Done.
You know what, dude? Out. Everybody just slather some butter on us. Cause we're on a roll, and it needs to end now. So yeah. this is snowballed into the Atomic Fallout Racism Hour. Starring Brian Smith. Christopher.
Wait a minute. We didn't say if this is actually going to be a racist hour. I didn't say the N-word.
I said nicka like 5 times.
That's nicka.
That sounds like nickels.
I say nigger.
Oh, we're done. Have a good night, all.
Head to abnormalentertainment.com for all of our podcasts and blogs. Go to cinemaheadcheese.com for our movie reviews and news. Don't forget our YouTube channels, Abnormal Podcast and Cinema Head Cheese. Get us on Twitter, at Abnormal Podcast, and find all of our shows and Abnormal Entertainment on Facebook. New content 7 days a week from Abnormal Entertainment.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.